Congress holds hearings. Gas doesn't budge. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For those of you new to this country, we have a tradition here that whenever the price of gas exceeds the price of a Starbucks caramel frappuccino, we hold a congressional hearing. We call in oil company CEOs and subject them to enhanced interrogation techniques.
Senate Democrats are hammering the oil company executives.
Yeah, sometimes the Democrats will even use small hand tools. But it never works. Not only can Congress not agree on what to do, they can't even agree on a metaphor to describe why they're not doing it.
Our dog and pony will feel very much at home, I gotta tell you that.
You'd have an easier time convincing the American people that a unicorn just flew into this hearing room.
We might as well face it. Both sides love $4 gas. Conservatives like it because it makes the oil companies rich, and liberals like it because it forces conservatives to drive the same funny little cars they do. But none of that matters. Because experts will tell you the real reason gas prices are high is that countries like China want to adopt the American middle-class SUV lifestyle, and they need oil to do it. Well, say it with me again, people. Who invented the American lifestyle?
America.
America, that's who. And what do we tell non-Americans? Want to copy it?
You can't.
You can't, because that's lifestyle piracy.
Shame on you.
Never mind the oil CEOs. Put China's CEOs at the witness stand and tell them that if they want to copy a lifestyle, copy Europe's. Live in skinny apartment buildings next to train stations and commute to work in those tiny capsule cars, which I believe are powered by a pouty Chardonnay. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.